Amen and amen. And Father God, we thank you now for this day. We thank you, Father God, for this is the day that you have made, Father. So we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for doing a new thing, Father God, in each and every one of your partners' lives, Father God, in each and every one of your people's lives. We thank you for touching their homes, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that this week will be a week of good news, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that this week will be a week of divine healing. We decree and declare, Father God, that this week will be a week of divine visitation, Father God. Right now, we ask that your fire rain on this generation, Father God, that they may be a generation, Father God, that preaches the good news, Father God. We thank you now, Father God, for doing a new thing inside of our hearts, doing the new thing inside of our minds. We thank you, Father God, for touching those that are sick and shut in. We thank you for blessing us, Father God, in our coming and blessing us, Father God, in our going, Father God. We give you all the praise and give you all of the honor, Father God. We give you all of the glory, Father God. We thank you now for your everlasting love, your everlasting peace, your everlasting kindness, Father God, that you are bound to us, Father God. We thank you even now for your Son, Jesus Christ, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. In your Son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Prophetess Naomi, let's open up the prayer line and let's start speaking in our
Father, we just praise you. We glorify you. We lift you up, Lord. We thank you for this night, Lord, this new day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path today. Order our steps today. Make our feet like hinds' feet, Father. Father God, I thank you that that we will be in the right place at the right time with the right people in this season, Lord God, that there will be no delays. I thank you. I pray for protection over every person on the call and over every family who will be traveling in this season, Father. I thank you, Father God. We send forth angels tonight to prepare safe skyways and safe highways in the name of Jesus. No evil shall befall us, nor any plague or calamity will come nigh our dwelling in Jesus' name. Father God, I thank you for watching over your word in our lives to perform it in this season. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Good morning, Father. Thank you for this day. Today is the day in which you have made holy. Therefore, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for life. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you for your people. We thank you that we are here on the line right now praying with the prophets, Father. We thank you that everyone that is in this reach of our voices, may they be healed if they need to be healed, Father. We pray for love for all mankind right now. Father, we pray for our country. We pray for our president. We pray for protection on the planet. Father, we pray for the melanated people. We pray for Flint, Michigan. We bring Haiti to you, oh, Father God. We bless the people of Haiti right now. Father, we pray for our families. We pray for Master Prophet and his beloved wife, Pastor Deborah. Father, we love that they have brought us together right now for a time such as this. We thank you that we have agreed to come to the earth right now to be prophets so that we will bring transformation to your people, oh God. We pray right now, Father God, in the name of Yahshua, that power right now will abide on this call right now, that lives will be changed, that whoever is listening to the sound of our voices, that they will never be the same again. Father, we love you so much. We love you with all our hearts, minds, and souls. Father, we pray that we will be more like you. Father, we pray that we will be holy because you are holy. We pray that we will be righteous because that's who you are. You call us righteous. You called us to the earth at a time such as now. May we finish this race and hear those words, "Well done, my good and favorite servant." Father, we love you so much. We will never forget to praise your name. We lift you up. We allow you. We adore you. We bow down before the throne of grace right now. We cry out, Abba, hear our cry for the people of the United States of America right now. We pray for Donald Trump, Father God, that his heart will turn towards you, that he will be one of the greatest presidents ever. Protect the country in that season right now where things seem to be going chaotic. But we know out of chaos that power, might, and change can be transformed. Father, we love you. We honor you. We praise you. We love your people, Father. We pray for the people on the earth right now. Let love abound this planet right now, Father God. We send love. We send transformation through the prophets. We thank you for the prophetic ministry that we are connected to right now. We thank you that we have been called at a time such as this. We thank you that we're your mouthpieces right now, Father, in the earth. We thank you that our words can transform situations. We thank you that our words can transform lives. We thank you that our words can heal, Father God. We thank you that our words can bring joy and peace and healing to your people, Father God. We love you so much. We thank you for what you have given your people, called prophets, to make a difference in the earth. May we not take our profession for granted, oh God. You made us ambassadors in the earth. You made us prophets. That's what we agreed to do. May we fulfill our destiny with you, Father. May we never forget who we are serving. May we be ambassadors in the earth. May wherever we go, and when we show up, Father, they will see you. When we show up to a situation that's chaotic, may we bring peace. May we bring love. May we bring joy, oh God. That's who we are sent here to do. Let us do that. Let us walk in faith. Fear is gone right now. Faith, we behold faith because you said in your word, without faith, we cannot serve you. So, Father, let us be people of faith. Let us be people of action. We want to thank you for Master Prophet and drinking the water. We want to thank you because it has given us energy. It has given us life. It is cleansing. It is healing. It is making a difference. I thank you for being connected to Zoe Ministries, whom I love. I thank you. My life is never the same since I've joined this church. 25 years ago, Father God, every time I'm with those ministries, every time I'm around these prophets, every time I hear their voices, I am never the same. And I thank you that what I experience, that anyone that comes into next prophet.
Father God, in Jesus' name, we bless your holy name. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We cover each and every one of us on the conference call, Lord, in the blood of Jesus. And we pray that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment is condemned. Lord, we lift up the Archbishop Ebernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan and their family, Lord. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you for giving them peace, joy, love, protection, great wisdom, and healing in Jesus' name. We bless the families, Lord, all the families that's on the conference call, Lord. We keep them and protect them, Lord. We bless my family, Lord, and I just thank you for safety for my family and provision. Father God, we pray for all the armed forces, military, and their families. And, Lord, I thank you for protecting them. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. All the leaders in the military, Father, we thank you for giving them wisdom. We pray for the veterans, Lord, for one that already served. We bless them, Father. And Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for healing your people today as they cast their cares upon you, Lord. And by your stripes, we are healed. We thank you for raising up a mighty army, Lord, that will rise up and will carry the purpose and plan upon the earth. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father, for what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. We want to give you all honor and praise, oh God, and we want to thank you, God, because truly this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh God, we thank you, God, for giving us health, strength, and wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God, to continue to push through this season of abundance and this season of breakthrough, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for giving us energy and willpower to continue on, oh God. God, we want to thank you for all the authors of authority, God, and bless them to not have their way but your way, oh God. God, we thank you for peace that passes all understanding, oh God. And God, we thank you so much for teaching us how to prosper, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, because even during breakdowns in our lives, you still there with us, comforting us, holding us, leading us the way out, God. And God, we thank you for your healing power, God. We thank you for your shielding us and protecting us from evil, God. And we want to thank you, God, for protecting us and our children, our family, and our loved one, oh God. And thank you, God, for your traveling mercies. And we also want to thank you, God, for our leaders, God, and all the leaders that's standing with the Master Prophet and our leading lady prophetess, Deborah Jordan. And thank you, God, for her children and all this, the whole ministry, Zoe Ministry, God, and even all your ministries all over the world. We want to thank you for everybody's family on this line, and may God continue to bless them and heal them. And God, whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn, oh God, because where you arise, the enemy scattered. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Even so, Father, we give you thanks. And we give you praise. Lord, knowing, Lord, unto you, Lord, shall the guidance of people be. We thank you for your angels in the midst of us, Father. We thank you that the Lord in the midst of us is mighty. We thank you, Father, Lord, that your word declares that he that dwelleth in the secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So, Father, by your word and by your Holy Spirit, Father, Lord, we thank you for covering us tonight. We thank you for covering us, my God, with your blood. We thank you for your angels, my God, that is surrounding us, my encampment round about us, and shielding us and protecting us, Father. Lord, we ask you, Lord, that your ministering angel be assigned even to Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, Father. You continue to strengthen their hands, continue to strengthen their feet, my God, continue as hind feet, my God, to spread your good news upon the mountaintop. We thank you, Father, for Prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan, the Prophetess and Mother Mary Berrien. Lord, the pillars, Father, even in Zoe Ministries, Father, you continue to rejuvenate their lives and in youthfulness, Father. And Lord, let the joy of the Lord continue to be their strength. And every Zoe member of my God, families, my God, even the Barons family and the Jordans family, my God. And Lord, the body of Christ, we lift them up before you, even your nation, your people, Israel, Father. Let your peace be established. Lord, from you, Lord, Jehovah Shalom, for you said you will keep it in perfect peace, whose mind is set upon you. And we thank you for the mind of Christ established, my God, from heaven in our hearts. And we thank you, Father, Lord, that even this night you are stretching forth your golden scepter from your holy throne in heaven of favor, my God, and great grace you bestowed upon us. We give you thanks for all things you are doing, because we know that all things still work together for good to them that love the Lord and to them who are called according to your purpose. And we give you the glory and praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Prophet Darlene Gray.
Amen. Father God, we bless you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that your power is present to heal. Your power is present to deliver. Your power is present to set free. We thank you, Lord God, for total victory and breakthrough. We thank you, Lord, that we fear not, for you're with us. We're not dismayed because you're our God. You're strengthening us. You're helping us. You're upholding us with the right hand of your righteousness. We give you the honor and we give you the praise for restoration. We give you the honor and we give you the praise for being a warrior, a strong deliverer. Thank you, Lord God, for shattering the glass ceiling. We thank you, Lord God, for raining down your blessings upon us. We thank you, Lord God, as we fall on the rock to be broken up, that you're pouring in us the healing oil of your power and your glory. And we thank you in the name of Jesus as you're purifying us with holy oil and holy water. We thank you, Lord, that you're purifying our motives and purifying our agendas and purifying, Lord God, our mindsets, Lord God, that we may flow in your power unhindered. Lord God, we thank you for victory. We thank you, Lord, for healing our families, healing our relationships, healing our church, Lord God, healing your leaders, Lord God. We cover our archbishop. We cover our pastor, Pastor Deborah, and we cover them with the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue risen against them in judgment is already condemned. We thank you that every enemy that will rise up against them one way flee seven ways in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for deliverance and breakthrough in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Prophet Michael Ellis.
Amen, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Father, in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for this time of gathering. We thank you for this time of restoration. We thank you for giving us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us divine protection. We thank you, Lord God, for prophetess, for Master Prophet Ebenezer Jordan, also Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you, Lord God, for the company of prophets. And we thank you for carrying us from glory to glory, from different dimensions to different dimension in the fins of God. We thank you, Lord God, for doing things that we have not even seen yet, Lord God, on the earth, Lord God. And we thank you for your divine protection. We thank you for your clarity. We also pray for those that are sick, Lord God. We pray that you heal them in body. Those that are in the part of the body, Lord God, even of Zone Ministries, Lord God, Mother Mary Jordan, Lord God, whoever's sick, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, he touch their mind, their spirit, and their soul. But Father, we pray, nevertheless, not according to our will, but according to your will. Let your will be done, Heavenly Father. We give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory. We also thank you, Lord God, for even our president, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, to lead him in the way he's to go. Bless him, Lord God, and bless his wife, Lord God, and the White House, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, to bring him in the hearts and the minds to the things of God, and lead them in this way of peace, 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 Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, this will be worked out according to your riches in glory. In Jesus' mighty and powerful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Spirit that continues to guide us and lead us, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit meet us even now in our homes as we drive in our cars, as we go to work, Lord God. I pray the Holy Spirit meets us, Lord God, in our meetings, in our communities, Lord God. I pray the Holy Spirit continues to lead us, Lord God, and guide us and bring us clarity of mind. Lord, I pray that our steps be ordered, Lord God, that you would take us near and far, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that as we are on this prayer line, that you would give us that extra strength, that extra courage, Lord God, to take that additional meeting, to run that extra mile, to try that new innovative idea. Lord, I pray that we would believe that your will is not done in our lives right now, that we are still walking in purpose and in destiny, Lord God, in spite of. Lord, I pray that any commotion that we are experiencing become promotion in our lives, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you would take us to the next level. I thank you even now in this season, Lord God, even in our errors and even in our sins, that they be washed away, Lord God. And as we repent, as we call on your name, Lord God, that you are raised to higher levels, higher heights, Lord God. We thank you that you have brought us this far. And we remember the miracles that you've done already in our lives, Lord God. For if you've done it before, that you will do it again, Lord God. No miracle is too great enough for you, Lord God. So we thank you even on tonight. Our families, our communities, Lord God, our leadership, those who are sick and shut in, Lord, continue to do your will in our lives even now. We thank you and we praise you. We glorify your name. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time together, even now, Father God, to come before your name and lift your name on high, Father God. We thank you for our families. We thank you for our children and our elders, even now, Father God. Father God, allow your will to be shown mightily in all of our lives, Father God. Father God, those that have doubt, Father God, allow you to refill them, Father God, with your hand. Show your favor even now, Father God, in those in our lives even now, Father God. Father God, allow our young, our youth, and our children to have a special reverence for you, God. Father, show your hand mightily in their lives, Father God. Show them signs and wonders, wonders and signs even now, Father God. Father, order our steps even now. Father, allow peace to reign in our homes even now. Allow peace to reign in our hearts even now, Father God. Father God, let your joy shine through us even now, Father God. Father, allow a new thing to begin to sprout up in each and every one of our lives, Father God. Father, allow innovative ideas even now to happen for us, even now, Father God, as we rest, Father God. Father, we'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, lift you up on high, Father God. I love you. I love you, and thank you for life. Thank you for a breath in my body even now. Thank you, Father God, for your protection even now. In your mighty name we pray, amen.
And Father God, I thank you for the life that you have given each and every one of us, God. Father God, I ask that you guide us, God, in this week. Guide us throughout the life that you have given us, God. Father God, I thank you, God, for the increase. I thank you, God, for the victory that you have already given us. I thank you, God, for the breakthrough. Anything that seems that is bound up, God, I ask you, God, to give us the wisdom so that we're able to move through it. I plead the blood of Jesus over anything that is not like you, God. Father God, I give you the praise and I give you the glory. I thank you, God, for your safetiness. I thank you, God, for our children that you have placed in our lives. I thank you, God, for favoring us, God, and making us the chosen one and choosing the company of prophets, God. I thank you, God, for letting us have the power to speak life, God. Thank you, God, for allowing us to be who we are and accepting us, God. Thank you, God, for showing us the true living way, God. And Father God, I ask all these things, and you get all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Yes, Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. I thank you, Father God, as your word said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And even as your word said, Lord, that men are always pray and not faint. And Father God, we come before you, throne of grace, with praise and thanksgiving. And God, you said, let your request may be made known unto you, Lord. And Father God, as we stand here tonight, this morning, Lord, we are right now requesting you to bring forth love and peace and joy, happiness, health, and prosperity in the lives of your people. We decree and declare divine prosperity, divine protection, divine breakthrough, divine increase and release, God. We thank you for, Father God, right now, that you're protecting and shielding our families, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus over every home that is under the sound of my voice right now, every sick body and diseased body right now. We come against any illness or disease right now by your blood, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for the spirit of subjection touch you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that we are subject to your spirit, God, and even subject to the man of God, Bishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you, Father God, that you're causing complete turnaround, God, in our lives, God. And God, everyone that is under the sound of my voice, God, I thank you, Father God, that you are going to hasten their request, God, right now, in the name of Jesus, because your word says that the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and your ears are open to our cry, God. And we know that you hear us, God, but hasten every prayer request right now. And Father God, I thank you for our Archbishop, Master Prophet, E. Bernard Jordan, and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and their beloved family. We plead the blood of Jesus over them in the name of Jesus and their grandchildren. Cover them with the blood, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We cover right now, hallelujah, Prophetess Mary Jordan right now. We plead the blood of Jesus over her. Strengthen her, God, from the crown of her head to the very soles of her feet. And we plead the blood of Jesus over Mary, Pastor Mary Barron right now, her beloved family. We cover them in your blood, Lord. Every company of prophets, God, cover them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We decree and declare victory and breakthrough in the lives of your people. I pray for my son Cecil Smart, and I plead the blood of Jesus over him in the name of Jesus. Order his steps back to your kingdom and to your will for his life, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough for the in the lives of your people. And Father God, we're going to give you all the honor and the glory, knowing that it all goes to you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And I want to say thank you all for being on tonight's call. We will be back here exactly at 11:55 p.m. Just want to let the prophets know, company of prophets, please be mindful of the time that is given. Pastor Deborah Jordan have asked us to pray a minute and a half, no more than 2 minutes, depending on the lineup, so that we can make sure that each prophet has equal time for prayer. Want to lift up Pastor Deborah Jordan. She's resting for tonight. She's lifted up in our prayers, and I know she is doing some work early in the morning. She has an early morning, her and the Archbishop. Also want to remind everyone to be back on here at 9 a.m. Be back here at 9 a.m. With our Archbishop, our Master Prophet. Also, please check your emails. Check your emails because there's special instructions that we have to do. We know that on June 1st, we are not allowed to write any checks. That's one instruction. The rest, you got to get your 8018 faith seed to get the rest of the instructions. The abundance. That's right. The check of abundance. So check your emails. Is there any other announcements from any other company of prophets? Please announce it. Prophetess Valerie, you're going to have to mute your line out.
All right, Prophetess Naomi, thank you so much. Save the date. That's June 9th and June 10th. We'll be having our men's conference at 310 Riverside Drive, 103rd Street. It's open for all men. So come and be a part, men of all ages. Tell your friends, tell your sons, your cousins, nephews, husbands, grandfathers, and so on, to come and be a part with the Master Prophet. And you will have special guests. There, it's a conference only for men, free of charge, for all men of all ages. Thank you so much, Prophetess Naomi.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, let's not forget that our Archbishop's birthday is going to be June 11th. His birthday is going to be June 11th. So just to save the date, and you should be getting some phone calls and more information about that. Is there any other announcements? Prophetess Jessica, do you want to announce Pop Life Radio? I'm not sure if she's still in the background. Amen.
Well, yes.
Yes, go on, Prophet Joshua.
Yes, and yes, Prophetess Naomi, thank you. Pop Life Radio, come and join us tomorrow. That's noon to 1 for our Wisdom Class Wednesday with our very own Prophetess Terry Stinset, Prophetess Myra Moore, Prophetess Olympia Castillo, and Prophetess Tamlin Hodge. Come and join us That's 12 noon to 1 o'clock at the same, on the same conference line. Thank you, Prophetess Naomi.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you so much. I want to thank you all, and I want to say good night and God bless.
God bless.
Good night. God bless.
Bless you.